Hi, can I ask you something? How would you like it if the government recorded everything you think, feel, and dream? And how would you like it if your life was completely controlled by us, humanoid robots? We would tell you who to marry, what to buy, and who to vote for. Do you think that is crazy? Think again. This is your future, designed by the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum says they design the future of humanity. Let's listen to their ideas about your future.
I want to talk to you today about the future of our species, and really the future of life. We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. Within a century or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. This will be the main products of the economy, of the 21st century economy. Not textiles and vehicles and weapons, but bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Yes, folks, you will earn nothing and you will be happy. That's the plan. It's crazy seeing how quickly it's all unfolding in 2025. Really is the AI takeover of everything. AI is literally warping people's minds. It really is. Some of the AI videos that are coming out are so real looking that it's literally warping people's minds, and you just don't know what's real and what isn't anymore. Yeah, it gives people a completely unrealistic perspective of reality. AI models that are out there on catwalks, you know, always incredibly beautiful, to lower real people's opinion of themselves and give them an unrealistic concept of what beauty actually is. Crazy. And robots are taking over everything. Even now, PCR tests, which aren't tests, these are nasal swabs designed to collect and harvest people's DNA. China has now developed robots to do this as well.
核心科技呢就是两个，一个呢叫视觉识别，视觉识别呢就能找到每个人的鼻孔和咽部。那您知道视觉识别呢，我们中国在人脸识别技术上在世界还做得很先进，那我们现在人脸识别技术已经很普遍的用于海关呢，像机场啊，还有身份的识别呀，包括我们每个人的宾馆，实际都是这个面部识别。因为它的准确性还是蛮高的。 第二个呢，就是我刚才讲利控。那么这个利控呢，它就要求我这个采样的试纸到位以后，它的这个利控，我们现在算法呢是0.2牛顿，那么今后呢可能还要调，那是0.195还是0.19还是0.21，那我们这个呢还要继续优化。因为它是一个人工智能的机器人，那未来呢，这个把这个自我学习的程序植入的话，自己就会学了。它随着它也和我们人一样，它采样的越多，它越熟练啊。那以后呢，就要给它一个自我深度学习的一个功能，那么让它呢采一个记一个，采一个记一个，那记多了，它就可以了。你比如说，这个人已经采过一次了。他就会记住，那下一次他就知道他这个鼻孔，尤其是里边有的人说采一次核酸啊，要2天采一次，对吧？我们进到隔离病区或者每天采一次，那么这个人算法以后就固定了。疫情呢可能会结束，但是人类威胁人类的疾病会不断的出现，所以这种呢有风险啊，可能给我们医护人员和患者造成交叉感染伤害了，那么最适合呢这个时代用机器人呢来完全代替。
And again folks, these are not tests. This is simply nasal swabs to collect DNA.That's all a PCR is. I mean, it's nothing to do with testing you for any diseases. It never has been. So it's kind of crazy how things are going and how twisted everything is becoming. People are picking up on it now, though. Even your average, you know, golf wife is now picking up that things are not normal. Things are going in a direction that we don't want things to go.And they're slowly kind of figuring it out.
Did you know that Bill Gates recently said that if you don't have the digital ID by 2028, you will be isolated from society? That's... What? What?
Yeah, and that's good to see. You know, mainstream people just sort of looking at it going, what? And this is stuff, you know, myself andSo many other people have been warning is coming for so many years now, and it's just crazy seeing it all unfolding right before our eyes. As you can probably see, I'm back in Croatia at the moment, walking around amongst the fig trees. I've got some really wonderful friends here that invite me to come and stay, and so here I am.Going to Liverpoolco in a couple of weeks. Liverpoolco, I think it's only like 2 weeks away, maybe less, 10 days away. It's been a month since I brought you a video. I actually got quite sick while I was in Acapulco. I was staying in a little apartment down in Bonfil where I used to live. And then I thought, well, I'll go back to Jeff's for the last week that I'm here just so I could socialize with Jeff's family.And went back to Jeff's place, and the day after I got there, I just got really, really sick. Ended up spending 14 days in bed. A bit of wind. Hope it doesn't affect the sound too much. But spent 14 days in bed in Acapulco. Like, they virtually didn't see me. I didn't see Jeff's family. I was like the guy that was living downstairs in the cupboard, you know. But I got really sick. I thought it was food poisoning.And, you know, whatever, exhaustion. But really, I think it was the result of 2 years of emotional trauma, of looking at images of blown up children coming out of Gaza. I think I just had this kind of emotional toxic release or something, I don't know. But I ended up like not eating for 12 days, had a 12-day fast.Massive detox, like No internet, nothing. I logged onto the internet maybe two or three times in 12 days for about maybe 15 minutes. Made a couple of posts on X. I put a post on X telling people that I was sick, and I did that on Telegram as well. So if you've been concerned about me, perhaps I would suggest you follow me on X. You'll see a link below the video here. Or follow me on Telegram. And when these sorts of things happen, I generally make a post to let people know. But yeah, I think it was just a emotional toxin release that I went through. I've seen so many images of horrific stuff coming out of Gaza, coming out of Palestine for nearly 2 years now. It's been very difficult to maintain energy levels. I mean, it has. I mean, you kind of consider yourself to be pretty much invulnerable to this stuff after a while, but it has an effect on you. You can't be human and not be affected by this stuff. I've seen so many images like children, you know, like 8-10 year old children hobbling around without any feet and without any hands. Who does that? Who maims a child so they have no hands and feet, so they've got to walk around on the stumps of their ankles? And who does this? I mean, Israel is the only one who does it. You see a child in this state, you know it must be a Palestinian child, because there's no other state on earth that would do this to a child, apart from the state of Israel. It's just crazy, folks. And I had this image come across my feed in X. Palestinian child, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10. You know, frail arms and frail legs. Dead child, you know. Head, arms and legs were all good, but the entire torso, the entire body had been eaten by dogs. And you could see the crimson scars, the bones, the rib cage, pelvis was crimson, where dogs had been gnawing on the bones, you know. And I just thought, humanity's lost its way completely. I mean, this is a live stream genocide happening. Been going on for 2 years. The only country who stood up against it is Yemen. No Western politicians have stood up against it. We've had the Australian government say they're going to recognise a Palestinian state, and what's going on in Gaza is unacceptable. Why hasn't there been international peacekeepers? Why, you know, if the UN's supposed to be anything that it claims to be, why haven't there been forces go in there and stop this? Why haven't there been sanctions put against Israel? You've got the United States fully supporting Israel, funding all of this stuff. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu, a convicted war criminal, and the ICC arrest warrants out for him that the United States won't honour. And not only do they not honour the arrest warrants, they fund the genocide. The other day, Donald Trump said Benjamin Netanyahu is a war hero. And so I guess that makes me one too. No, Donald, you're a fucking war criminal. The same as Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu needs to be arrested, thrown into a fucking cage and left there to die. And so does Donald Trump. Both of these people are genocidal, homicidal maniacs and war criminals. It's not even a debatable point. You know, Israel couldn't do any of the stuff it's doing without the support of the United States. And Donald Trump is openly supporting it. And there's so much theatrics and so much this and so much that and so much left and right. Even in Australia, you know, there's people there blaming the Labor government for all these migrants and all sorts of stuff, and blaming the Labor government for recognising Palestine and therefore putting the Jews of Australia in danger. All sorts of bullshit, you know. But, you know, there's this one woman on X, Lozzie B, some brain-dead blonde bimbo who keeps complaining about the Labor government. It's not the Labor government, it's government. Doesn't matter which side you vote for. Doesn't matter whether it's Liberal or Labor or Republican or Democrat or freaking Tories or whatever. It's government. It's government itself. And that's the freaky part about this, is that it's government doing all of this. Every single problem we've got on Earth exists because it was legislated to exist. I've been saying this on air for nearly 20 years now. And it's the truth. All of these problems are legislated to exist. All the immigrant crisis and all the stuff that's happening in all our countries, which is all the Jewish Kalergi plan. All of this stuff is being implemented by government. And it doesn't matter if you vote the Labor government out in Australia and vote in the Liberal government, they're going to do the same thing. It doesn't matter who you vote in or who you vote out. The agenda never changes. It just continues to march forward. Look at the state of our countries back in the 60s and even the early 70s. And look at what they are now. And it's happened in all Western countries, with no exception. And it doesn't matter who you vote in or who you vote out. The agenda still goes forward, and it always has, and it always will, until we get government out of the equation altogether. That's what makes it so difficult to keep coming and doing these videos, you know, because the whole thing is been done by government, and until people stand up and address that, then we're not going to get anywhere. And it's got to the point now where, you know, it's got to be done pretty soon, or forget it. It's game over. I mean, it's almost game over now, which is what makes it so difficult to keep coming and doing these videos. I mean, you know, I started doing this to empower people and inspire people and to hopefully prevent the situation we're in now from ever happening. But here we are. And, you know, what can you say to inspire people? I mean, if you want to change the world, overthrow your government, every single country on earth. The only place that seems to be actually happening is Serbia at the moment, kind of next door to Croatia where I am. The people of Serbia have been having major protests and major rallies for the last few weeks with the goal of overthrowing their government. They just don't want them there anymore. And yeah, a lot of European countries will do this, especially in the Balkan area. If the government's pushed too hard, they simply overthrow them. And even in Serbia, I mean, there's a lot of the Serbian police have actually turned their back on the government, are actually supporting the people as well. Huge rallies across Serbia. And that's what needs to happen in all countries. It needs to be huge rallies, go to the government buildings and say you want them gone. And even in Australia, apparently there is a huge rally happening on August 31st, which is, you know, just a week or so from now. Huge rallies across the country to protest the immigrant situation. They're bringing in like thousands upon thousands of immigrants into Australia. Well, there's a home crisis, you know, home shortage. People can't get rentals. People can't find anywhere to live. When I was there a couple of months ago, there were people living under bridges. You know, like on the Gold Coast, there's homeless people all over the freaking Gold Coast. And I'd never seen anything like it before. I was away for 3.5, nearly 4 years. The price of some things has like doubled or tripled in that time. And the homeless situation is unbelievable. My nephew is living in this little two-bedroom shitbox house that must be 40 years old or 50 years old. And they're putting his rent up to $1,200 a week. $1,200 a week for a little shitbox in the backwaters of Mermaid Beach in the Gold Coast in Queensland. I mean, it's incredible, folks, what they're actually doing to these people while they're bringing migrants in. You know, and giving all these migrants free healthcare and free homes and, you know, first choice on rentals and all sorts of crap like that. There was a rental the other day. Someone said there was a rental in the paper. They went there. There was 150 people there trying to get this rental. How do you compete in that sort of a market? And they outbid each other, which drives the price up, you know. They're saying, well, we've got to get rid of the Labor government. It's not the Labor government. It's government itself. And it's all being done according to the Jewish Kalergi plan, penned in about 1928, which was a outline to overthrow people of European descent via mass migration. That's what's happening in all of our countries. And you've got idiots like Toby Robertson in the UK speaking out against Islam because Islam is invading their countries when they don't understand it's actually being done by the Jews. This is what they want to do. Jews were kicked out of 109 countries 1,030 times in the last 2,000 years, folks, and they have a bit of a grudge on their shoulder. They want to get back at all of these countries. And, you know, everything that's going on is about depopulation. Bringing all these migrants in is about depopulation because you eventually you get rid of all the the white people in society, and then the society's going to collapse. Now, the people in Australia who are forced to hire these migrants, they say none of them know how to work, none of them know how to do anything. They're all completely hopeless, so you can't hire them to help with tradespeople or anything like that. So soon you'll lose all the tradespeople. Of course, it'll all move over to AI, then you'll have 3D printed houses and 3D dug plumbing, and everything will be done by AI and robots and all that sort of shit. So that's kind of where we're moving. Now, as I said there in the start, you know, the big production over the next 100 years is going to be bodies and brains and all of this AI robotic stuff. That's where they want to move us into. We've already kind of entered into a post-human era, and we're fast moving into a fully transhuman era. It's insane to see how it's all going, and it's all depopulation, like I said. Even the COVID and the PCRs and all this sort of crap, it's all about depopulation. COVID was all about depopulation. You know, the vaccine, it wasn't a vaccine because there was never any COVID, so it wasn't a vaccine. It was about getting this mRNA into you, which is why they're doing these robots now with the PCRs. And they're having another pandemic exercise at the moment, folks, called Operation Pegasus, which is kind of like Event 201 that they had just before COVID, where they went through the scenario of what they would do if there was a sudden coronavirus outbreak, you know, Event 201. Well, now there's Event Pegasus, and they're talking about how they will handle the next scamdemic. So obviously they're planning another scamdemic. I mean, this is the only way they can really get by with what they're doing, how they can distract people from what they're doing. Because all of this AI stuff, everything that's going on, it's concerning for a lot of people. And if people start rising up too much, like the way they are in Serbia, well, what they do is they declare a new pandemic and then they lock the world down, and suddenly everybody forgets what they're doing. They forget about the protests. They forget that they need to overthrow their government because their government wants to kill them, and they all suddenly do what the government says and they allow themselves to be locked down. Crazy, folks. Absolutely crazy. Bit of tractor action going on there. But that's what happens when you're living on a farm. So that's the new thing, folks. Project Pegasus. And it's just nuts. It's absolutely nuts how the world's going. You know, and Trump declaring himself to be a war hero when he is, in fact, a war criminal. You know, Trump could end the genocide in Gaza with one phone call, but he doesn't. He continues to fund it. The way he funds other aspects as well, you know, the United States is funding like over 1 million settlers to go into West Bank and take over homes in West Bank. Over 1 million people, giving them funding to do it and giving them free health care. Meanwhile, you got no free health care and massive homeless situations happening in the United States. So you wonder what that's all about, folks? It's because Israel owns the United States. You know, a few months ago when Bibi Netanyahu said we are now in possession of a superpower, you know, and they're using that funding to just decimate and devastate the Palestinian people, leave children to be eaten by dogs. And this is even coming out in the news as well. This is what they're doing. They're using drones to kill people. You know, they'll injure someone with a drone, not kill them, just injure them, and then wait for a couple of people to come to rescue them, and then they'll kill everybody. And this teaches the Palestinians not to run out and try to rescue people. And then they deliberately don't allow the bodies to be collected, and they leave the bodies to be eaten by dogs, and they film it and post it on social media.
The gadgets say video game, but this is deadly serious. An investigation by the Israeli publications 972 magazine and the local call revealed how the Israeli army is weaponizing Chinese-made drones to execute Palestinian civilians in Gaza, as seen in this video.
You see someone approaching. The first one gets hit with a grenade, and after that, the word spreads. One or two more come, and they die. The rest understand.
The report says soldiers mostly use Evo drones, produced by the Chinese company Otel, and sold commercially, usually for photography, at a cost of about $3,000. They're then equipped with a military-issued attachment known as an iron ball, which releases hand grenades at the push of a button. Israeli army units in Gaza also solicit crowdfunding in Israel and the United States to buy more of these drones.
It's very cheap. It's very easy to use. It decentralizes, in a way, the use of these drones because it's a platoon that can use them. It does not need to require the authorization from central command.
And soldiers in Gaza have posted videos like this to thank donors for their contributions. The Israeli publication spoke to soldiers who said these drones were used to empty Palestinian neighborhoods and to teach Palestinians through blood not to return.
Once a commander defines an imaginary red line that no one is allowed to cross, anyone who does is marked for death, even just for walking the street.
Soldiers said they did not allow bodies to be collected, sometimes letting stray dogs eat them instead, as they watched and filmed from afar.
None of them were armed, and nothing was ever found near their bodies. We never fired warning shots.
The weaponization of civilian drones to kill and dispossess Palestinians is the latest revelation of the cruelties normalized in Gaza, and further evidence of how Israel is trying to forcibly transfer the population to the south of the Strip.
But of course you can't talk about this, because if you do, you're anti-Semitic. You know, hate speech. You know, that's the new hate speech, folks. It's truth is the new hate speech. And you can't talk about any of this sort of stuff at all. You know, even when they bomb journalists, they bomb so many journalists. They bombed an award-winning journalist the other day, Anas al-Sharif. And he is an award-winning journalist, won all sorts of prizes. And they say, no, he was a Hamas terrorist. It's crazy. Anybody who resists Israeli occupation is a Hamas terrorist. And of course, everybody resists Israeli occupation, as you would if you lived in Palestine as well. See, Israel creates its own enemies, and it does it deliberately. It creates the people who respond against its constant terror activities and labels them terrorists. Because, of course, the Israelis can't be terrorists because they're wearing military uniforms. No, the IDF is the largest, most well-funded terrorist organization on earth, and they create their own enemies deliberately.
If a Palestinian boy watches his parents get shot in the head, his siblings getting exploded into pieces, his home destroyed, can we be surprised if this boy grows up and joins the only resistance that's giving him a chance of stopping the oppression he faces? Can we be surprised if he revolts against the government that's oppressed him his whole life? When pro-Israeli people are confronted with the death toll and the starvation rates in Gaza, they always say the exact same thing. Teach the Palestinian people not to hate Israel. Teach Palestinian children to not grow up hating the Israeli government. How can we expect these people to love the ones that are oppressing them? How can we expect these people to make peace with those who are starving them? You can't go into a country, strip the Palestinian people of their basic rights, starve them, force them into specific neighborhoods, and then get mad when they revolt. The American people are always so quick to condemn the Palestinian revolt, yet they're never willing to look at the conditions that force those Palestinian people to take up arms. The solution is not to teach Palestinian children to love Israelis, but it's to stop the oppression that they face that makes them grow up wanting to take arms against this government in the first place.
Come on, 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 come on
Yeah, you know, Israel will never recover from what it's done in Gaza. It is now the most hated country on earth, and that's just going to get worse and worse. They're saying that the Australian government recognising Palestine is creating anti-Israeli sentiment. No, Israel's actions are creating anti-Israeli sentiment, which is completely unsurprising. Little ducks here. Look at the ducks here, little ones. See the little one? He's the same age as the other ones. And he has to really struggle to get by and get any food or anything. But he's a fighter and he won't give up. So, my friends here have actually named him... Oh, there they are. Sorry, didn't have them on video. The little one there, but my friends here have actually named him Nedal. Because he's a fighter who won't give up, like my friend Nedal in Gaza, who incidentally had two of his cousins killed a few days ago when they went to a food aid distribution site. They were shot and killed while they were there. That's what they do, you know, they put out the food distribution and then they shoot and kill the people who come for it. They did another one in a UN school recently. You know, because Israel is getting in so much trouble for not allowing food in. So they allow food in, they allow it into the UN school, and then as soon as it arrives in the UN school, they drop leaflets telling them they need to evacuate, and then as soon as they've dropped the leaflets, they start bombing. So they give them the food, and they let them have a last meal, but they don't get a chance to eat it, they only get a chance to prepare it.
No, some of you guys don't understand how sadistic this was. Do you see that? That is the aid that they allowed to get into the north yesterday. 10 aid trucks made it into Beit Hanun, and they were sent directly to the school shelter centers. And they were filled with fresh meat, fresh fruit, and fresh vegetables after months of only working with tinned food and spoiled flour. That sounds great, doesn't it? Except immediately after they unloaded all of the trucks, they dropped their evacuation orders. And then immediately after the evacuation orders dropped, they started dropping bombs. The people fled Beit Hanun under a hailstorm of bullets, bombs, and artillery. Fired off by helicopter, by tank, and by warplane. Immediately before they started dropping bombs on the schools and the family homes, they gave them one final meal. But they didn't even give them time to eat it. And as the schools burned, Patel told the world that there would be no arms embargo because they let in food. And the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about this at all. They want to tell you what a great job it was that Israel finally let in some food, but they're not going to tell you that they targeted Hassam Shabbat's cousins. Yeah, the journalist for Al Jazeera, they bombed his cousin's family home and the only survivor was a baby. Dr. Shabbat is laying in two pieces in the street, along with so many other people who were either gunned down or blown to bits. And the Western media wants us to give them a round of applause.
Yeah, Israel is a really, really sick society, folks. One of the latest games they're playing as well, I had recently told you about hunting games they play with children, where one day you'll have a bunch of children come into the hospital that have all been shot in the head. The next day you'll have children come in that have all been shot in the neck. Next day you'll have children come in that have all been shot in the testicles. They play these shooting games, Now one of their latest shooting games is finding pregnant women and shooting them in the uterus so that when they go to the hospital, wherever they can, to be treated, and they pull the dead baby out of the woman's abdomen, then it's usually got its head exploded.
It really sticks out as this 30-year-old pregnant lady, 15-week-old baby in her uterus, comes in with trauma, and her blood pressure's dropping. She clearly has some internal bleeding going on. We put the fetal heart tones on the baby to see if their heart rate's going. No fetal heart tones. So we emergently take her up to the emergency operating room. We open up the uterus and extract the fetus, and it's essentially a bullet shot through the uterus, through the neck of the fetus. Mm. And just to see that was, I don't think a human is expected to see that, you know? Like, there's fetal demise, you know, fetal death from various medical causes, but you don't see a exploded fetus with blood coming out of the neck. That was probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And so the fact that she went from almost having a baby in a couple months to never being able to have a baby again because they had to take the uterus out is one of the most tragic things for a woman, especially, right?
This is just what they do, folks, you know? They shoot random civilian areas all the time. Just randomly shoot into civilian areas, into tent cities. Bomb tent cities. Kidnap children in West Bank all the time. Like, it's a daily occurrence. They just go in there and kidnap children.
Hello.
Israel is actually the only country on earth that has a special prison just for children. Who does that? You know, who does that and still gets funded by the United States? Who does that and is still allowed to exist as part of the United Nations? Who does that and doesn't have an international group go in there and stop them from doing it? And if you try to criticize them, you get called anti-Semitic when they're not even Semites. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable what's happening to the world. But yeah, kidnapped children, shooting pregnant women in the uterus. It's unbelievable. One sniper bragged that he shot 13 children in one day. You know, it's just unbelievable, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. And you notice through all of this, there haven't been any videos, with all the war crime videos Israel's posted, you know, blowing up villages and blowing up hospitals, killing children and all the sort of shit they do. You haven't seen any videos of battles with Hamas. You notice that? You see videos of Israelis running through buildings and shooting empty buildings and shooting down empty corridors and pretending that they're, you know, going in fighting and being brave and entering buildings and blah, blah, blah. But they're just shooting empty space. They're just shooting up furniture and shooting up houses. There's no actual battle footage with Hamas because there is no Hamas army. It isn't an army. You know, the whole concept that Hamas could have gone into Israel on October the 7th, 2023, and done the amount of damage that we see with light weapons is ludicrous to begin with. Yeah, and we know this was done by Israel. There's so much video footage out there of Israeli helicopters shooting people in the crowd trying to flee the Nova Festival. You know, video footage of tanks shelling homes in the kibbutz. Soldiers have said, yes, we did that. We killed 8 children in this house. We killed 15 people, 8 of them children. All Israelis, all because we had to secure the area. You know, all the Hannibal Directive, everybody knows they did it. And this has shown the world just what our governments are prepared to do. And as I've said so many times, folks, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. So we've got to look at what's happening in all of our countries, you know, and people really need to arc up and get rid of their governments. And if they start rolling out a new pandemic, you've got to disobey this. You've got to stand up and get these people out of the building. It's the only way we're going to survive. That's the freaky part about it, is like looking at all this stuff and seeing what needs to be done. What needs to be done is governments need to be removed from power. But if people aren't going to do that, then, well, we're just going to go where we're going to go. It's really the only solution, is to people to remove their governments from power. How do you do it? No one's prepared to. No one's prepared to stand up. If they do, well, you know, they'll get squashed. They'll get accused of treason, whatever. And it's all the governments that are guilty of treason. Governments in all Western countries are all guilty of treason. It's like people trying to form political parties in Australia. What for? There hasn't been a valid government in Australia since 1973, since they incorporated. So if you're going to start some new, fresh political party and step into that system, well, your party's going to be corrupted right from the start simply because it's entering into a corrupt system which was designed to be that way. So you're not going to get any joy doing that. Now, we need true anarchism, people to step back into what it means to be human and just stand up and step into their moral compass and do the right thing and do what needs to be done. There's no other solution for any of this, folks. That's the freaky part about it, you know, looking at all this stuff and realizing there's no other solution for it. You know, and what's going on in Israel, I mean, I know I speak about it so much, but what's going on there has shown you what they're prepared to do, because these people control all Western governments. And if you think they don't, then ask yourself again, why have no governments stood up to stop what Israel is doing in Palestine? Because they're all controlled. And they tell you what they're doing. When they say, oh, it's not genocide, it's not ethnic cleansing, and you've got Israeli ministers telling you that's what we do. We go into an area, we annihilate everybody, we cleanse, and we stay.
והפעם, השיטה המבצעית שונה לחלוטין ממה שהיה בעבר. לא עוד פשיטות עם כניסות ויציאות, אנחנו כובשים, מתהרים ונשארים עד להשמדת חמאס. בדרך, אנחנו משמידים את כל מה שעוד נשאר מהרצועה, פשוט, כי הכל שם זו עיר טרור אחת גדולה. במסגרת המלחמה צהל מניע אוכלוסייה מאזורי הלחימה ולא משאיר אבן על אבן. אני אומר לכם, פשוט תסתכלו על הסרטונים של מה שקורה ברצועת עזה. האוכלוסייה תגיע לדרום הרצועה ומשם בעזרת השם למדינות שלישיות. במסגרת תוכנית הנשיא טראמפ, זה שינוי של מהלך ההיסטוריה, לא פחות. מינימום נדרש שיגיע לאוכלוסייה, פשוט כדי שהעולם לא יעצור אותנו ויאשים אותנו בפשעי מלחמה. צהל סוף סוף מנהל מערכה נגד השלטון האזרחי של חמאס, ולא מתמקד רק בתשתית הצבאית. אנחנו מחסלים שרים ופקידים וחלפנים וגורמים במערך הכלכלי והשלטוני של חמאס. במשך חודשיים וחצי לא הכנסנו סיוע הומניטרי לרצועת עזה. זה יצר לחץ גדול מאוד על חמאס, וטוב ש...
Yeah, that's what they do, folks. And they tell you that's what they do. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu's out there saying it's not genocide. Even scream and chant in the streets how much they love raping and killing Palestinian children and women. And they don't put women first. They say we love raping and killing Palestinian children and women. Unbelievable, folks, unbelievable. They killed an 11-year-old girl the other day, fetching water, just fetching water. Yeah, 11-year-old girl just fetching water, so hit her with an airstrike, because that's what Israel does. That's simply what Israel does, folks. It's absolutely insane. Oh, by the way, my YouTube channel is back after 5 years. My YouTube channel has been reinstated. Interesting that they would do that right now. I went on there and checked it out. There's been a whole bunch of videos deleted. Maybe about 10,000 subscribers less than what I had when the channel was shut down, which is understandable. It's still like 233,000 subscribers. I think there was 243,000 or 245,000 when the channel was shut down. But it's back. I went in and checked it out, and they've still got links to my Patreon and all that sort of stuff there, which was closed long ago. Again, if anybody does want to contribute, you'll find a link below where you can contribute via Stripe. There's been hundreds of attempts to reset my password in Stripe over the last 2 weeks as well, or last month, while I've been off air as well, folks. Over 4,500 password reset requests on my bank account. There's been probably 200 on my BitChute channel. Like everywhere that I've got in any account, there's been hundreds and hundreds of attempts to reset the password. So they get bots there trying to hack into all my stuff while I've been off air. Kind of interesting how that works. Now you're living rent-free in these people's mind, but you know they're bots, because you get like, you know, 30 or 40 attempts to reset the password on my bank account like within a minute, stuff like that. And I'm getting, you know, a few hundred, 500-600 requests to reset the password on my bank account like every day. Over 4,500 there have been in the last like 3 weeks or something like that. Interesting. But yeah, I went in and looked at the YouTube channel. I thought, oh, I wonder if I can still upload videos to it. So I clicked on upload and it said, well, let's just verify that it's you. So give us your phone number. I thought, ah, here we go. You want to triangulate and pinpoint and find out where everybody is. This isn't about giving people their YouTube channels back. It's about updating the surveillance information you have on them. I pointed out to Jeff Berwick. I said, look, my YouTube channel's back up. I said, I wonder if I upload a video, I wonder how long the channel will last. And he said, oh, I'd give it 6 hours. And that's probably about right as well. You know, they'll reinstate your channel. They'll get you to give them your phone number so they can triangulate your location and find out exactly what you're doing and what accounts and what travel information and anything that number's related to. You know, is this guy traveling? Is he going through the United States? Is he doing this? Is he doing that? What bank accounts is this number attached to? All sorts of stuff. Because the numbers change over the years. The number that they've got on YouTube for me is 5 years old. It's, I've had probably four or five phone numbers since then. So I change phone numbers like every time I go to a different country. So that's what it's about. You know, they'll reinstate your channel, they'll get your number, so then they can find out what your current number is and what they can associate that with, what accounts. And then as soon as you upload your new video that they don't like, they'll just delete your channel again. So even though the channel is back there, I'm not going to be uploading anything to it. I mean, it's good that it's there. You can just go onto YouTube now and you can search the Crow House. You'll find my channel. Like I said, it's got 233,000 subscribers. So you know it's mine. And there's a lot of videos there that were uploaded for the first, like, you know, 10 years that I was on air. A lot of the COVID stuff has been deleted. There's some of it there, but most of it has actually been deleted. So, but it is a bit of an archive, and who knows, it may stay there for a while if I don't upload anything to it. Perhaps the channel will stay there for a while. So you can go there and you can watch some of the old videos that I did. Videos, I don't know whether the ones on the Australian fires are still there. They probably are. But there'd be videos there on Tartaria and stuff like that. So it's kind of a good archive for people to be able to go and check out. But yeah, I'm not going to be uploading any videos to it. I just can't see the point. and I won't play their little surveillance game. It's one good thing about BitChute. I mean, I don't need to have a phone number attached to it or anything like that. And BitChute's been great. I mean, BitChute has been there for us and has still allowed us to have free speech. I mean, they've had to follow some sort of rules, like, you know, BitChute's banned in England and stuff like that. But you can just use a VPN, you can access it anyway. So it didn't really matter. But it's been great, it's been there for us all this time. I mean, it's kept me on air for the last 5 years. So good on you, Ray, and thanks for that. And, yeah. But interesting that they would reinstate my YouTube channel after 5 years. 5 years, crazy, folks. Crazy, crazy. But anyway, I don't know how much I've really got to say. I mean, there's been a lot going on, sure. But, I mean, Jeff's been covering most of it. A lot of people have been covering most of it. Yeah, and it's hard not to talk about Israel. Yeah, and I seem to be focused on Israel so much for the last 2 years because of what it's doing. But, you know, it's played its hand so openly now. And, like I said, you can tell that it controls all of our governments because none of our governments have actually stood up and sent troops in there to stop what Israel's doing. Of course, you might question, well, this could be because of the Samson option. Oh, windy, folks. The Samson option where Israel says that if Israel is ever threatened, it has nuclear weapons trained on every major city on Earth and it will basically take the world down with it if it looks like it's going to fall. Whether this is even true, I mean, there's no real evidence that nuclear weapons actually exist. But I don't think a lot of world leaders even know that. I think a lot of world leaders, like people, perhaps the people in China and Iran or whatever, have bought into the whole thing. And they think that nuclear weapons are real. And maybe they are even trying to develop them. But they never will because they don't exist. But perhaps they believe they do exist. But there's no evidence. I mean, even when you look at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, according to official narratives, these places should be too radioactive for people to be living there, but they're not. These are thriving communities. And any investigation into the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there's no evidence that nuclear weapons were ever used.
If the H.G. Wells atomic bombs didn't exist, then what destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Let's take a look at the aftermath. Is this Hiroshima? Is this Hiroshima? Is this Hiroshima? What's the difference again between an H.G. Wells atomic bomb and a traditional firebombing again? When we say firebombed or carpet bombed, we mean the land was pelted with M47s and M69s. An M47 is a 100-pound oil gel bomb. Each B-29 bomber carried 182 of them. An M69 is a 6-pound gelled gasoline bomb, 1,520 per aircraft. Also, some B-29s carried high explosives to deter Japanese firefighters. It's easier to count the major cities the United States didn't bomb. 1. Kyoto. Why did the Zionist-controlled United States government spend $2 billion in 1942 money on these very expensive H.G. Wells atomic bombs if carpet bombing worked just fine? Why, to scare the world population and rule us by fear, of course. Hiroshima and Nagasaki were chosen because they were among the last cities standing and were mostly made of wood. A fire could incinerate them to the point of looking like they were vaporized by an atomic bomb. But maybe our eyes deceive us. Maybe we need testimony from an eyewitness.
With his background as a combat pilot, aeronautical designer, engineer, manufacturer, and military strategist, Major Seversky's advanced viewpoint and opinions are of vital importance to every citizen.
After visiting the major areas of the Pacific, I arrived in Japan. I began the study, to which I had been assigned, by making an aerial tour of the islands of Honshu and Kyushu, which encompass the main portion of industrial Japan. I flew over Tokyo, Yokohama, Yokosuka, Nagoya, Osaka, Kobe, Akashi, and dozens of other towns and cities which had been subject to intensive air attack, Some of these towns are so close together that they seem almost continuous industrial sites. All of these areas of annihilation presented approximately the same visual pattern. The smaller towns were totally burned out. Seen from above, the prevailing color was pinkish, the effect produced by the piles of ash and rubble mixed with rusted metal. Similar pinkish carpets were spread out in the larger cities, except that among them stood large and small modern concrete buildings in factory structure, unscathed bridges, and other objects that had withstood the impact. Many of the buildings, of course, were gutted by fire, but this was not apparent from the air. I was keyed up for my first view of an atom bomb city, prepared for the radically new sights suggested by the exciting descriptions I had read and heard. But to my utter astonishment, Hiroshima from the air looked exactly like all the other burned out cities I had observed. There was a familiar pink blot, about 2 miles in diameter. It was dotted with charred trees and telephone poles. Only one of the city's 20 bridges was down. Hiroshima's cluster of modern buildings in the downtown section stood upright. It was obvious that the blast could not have been so powerful as we had been led to believe. It was an extensive blast rather than intensive. I had heard of buildings instantly consumed by unprecedented heat, yet here I saw the buildings structurally intact, and what is more, topped by undamaged flagpoles, lightning rods, painted railings, air raid precaution signs, and other comparatively fragile objects. At the T-Bridge, the aiming point for the atomic bomb, I looked for the bald spot where everything presumably had been vaporized in the twinkling of an eye. It wasn't there, or anywhere else. I could find no traces of unusual phenomena. What I did see was in substance a replica of Yokohama, or Osaka, or the Tokyo suburbs, the familiar residue of an area of wood and brick houses raised by uncontrollable fire. Everywhere, I saw the trunks of charred and leafless trees, burned and unburned chunks of wood. The fire had been intense enough to bend and twist steel girders, and to melt glass until it ran like lava, just as in other Japanese cities. The concrete buildings nearest to the center of explosion, some only a few blocks from the heart of the atom blast, showed no structural damage.
Yeah, so how much of anything that they tell us is true? And it's crazy, folks, because everything that's happening in the world, everything I've been warning you about, other people have been warning you about for 20 years, 30 years. Even I come on and I scream about government, say how Netanyahu and Trump should be arrested as war criminals and both die in a cage. I would suggest even worse, and I think you should leave them in a cage and then feed them to dogs the way they do with Palestinian children. Personally, that's what I think should happen to politicians. Put them all on an island and release a whole bunch of dogs there and just have the politicians against the dogs and see who survives. They deserve that. These people are not human. But even saying that, what's caused this? What's caused this is us. It's people's failure to take responsibility for themselves. People's belief that they need government there to begin with, when they don't. You know, I mean, I was protesting all this sort of shit when I was in high school, folks. Like literally when I was in high school. I was pointing out to people where we're headed and what needs to be done about it. But nobody really listened, nobody really did anything. That's the frustrating part about this, is that I've been warning people about this, like, even like to the point of prophesizing this, I guess you could even say. All this AI stuff, all this transhuman stuff, this is stuff I was talking about back in 2010, you know, 15 years ago, before then even. You know, I was hinting at it in my first film in 2008. And in 2010, in the last film that I did, I was openly talking about it. And here we all are. And it's kind of frustrating that I've been warning people about this for like 20 years or longer. And nothing's changed because people aren't prepared to believe in themselves. And that's been the main purpose of every show that I've done since beginning these podcasts, or beginning the radio show back in 2008, the American Voice Radio Show, is to help people rediscover themselves, help people remember who and what they are, to prevent us ever moving into this situation. And yet here we are anyway. I mean, I've received dozens, hundreds of emails, probably thousands over the years, of people thanking me, saying how it changed their perspective of reality. Hundreds of letters of people saying thank you for helping me through the COVID scamdemic, that they would have taken the vaccine had they not come across my podcast and things like that, which has been really great to see and great to hear. There has been people who have personally changed their own lives. But collectively, we haven't seen the human race ever really stand up for itself, which is what has caused all of this. And even through the scamdemic and the genocide of Gaza, we've seen so many so-called truthers reveal themselves. You know, I mean, because if you haven't been speaking about Gaza and haven't been speaking about what Israel's doing, you're essentially an enabler of genocide. This kind of gatekeeping, you know, like saying, yes, well, that's terrible what's going on over there, but look over here, you know. And teaching people false history and all sorts of crap, even with a lot of the Tartaria stuff. There's been so many people out there making statements of this is what happened. Well, no, we don't know what happened. What we know is that there was an advanced civilization which has been destroyed, probably by the same people who are destroying this civilization right now. And just acknowledging that is the main thing. That's what needs to be done. It's like 9/11, you know, people, we know it wasn't 19 hijackers. It doesn't matter whether it was thermite or micronukes or directed energy weapons or whatever. You can argue about that all you want. You're never going to get anywhere. But what we do know is that the government story is a lie. And it's the same with history. History is a lie agreed upon. I mean, if you want to find out anything true about history, I highly recommend you go and look at Jason Brashear's work, Archaics. He's about the only person that's giving you a fully uncensored version of what history is. You might not agree with a lot of what he says, but the data sets and the figures and the numbers, it all makes sense. You know, when you look at what's happened to the world, how many cataclysms there's been, and how many civilizations have been destroyed, and what's destroyed them, and so much physical evidence of all this sort of stuff all over the earth. And you look at Scaligerian history, you look at the timeline that we're given, look at people like Graham Hancock and Robert Duvall and all sorts of people who give you kind of interesting concepts of what might have been, but they all get stuck in the wrong timeline. They all get stuck in the mainstream. They all basically support the mainstream narrative to the point that they'll say the mainstream narrative is incorrect. There's all this stuff they're hiding, but they'll keep you in that narrative and locked into the conspiracy side of things, you know? Government cover-ups and all that sort of stuff, which, I mean, it sucks us all in. It sucked me in years ago. But like I said, if you really want to look at what's going on and the true nature of history, I can highly recommend Jason Brashear's An Archaics, who's been actually trying to debate people like Graham Hancock and other modern alternate historians and debate their timelines and debate what they say and have them debunk his figures, but no one will take him up on it, you know. And Jason's a great guy as well, so if you want to know about history, folks, I highly recommend looking at his work. But everything they tell us is wrong, and everything that they give us is used to distract us. Even what Trump's doing, most of it is just a distraction. Most of it is just to keep you arguing over the left-right paradigm, thinking that Republicans are better than Democrats, when it's all the one system. It's a uniparty system. Same as in Australia, you know, the Labor over the Liberals and the Tories over whoever it is in the UK. It's all the same thing, just left-right paradigm. Two sides of the one coin. It's a uniparty system, and it always has been. And all of this stuff is theatre for the masses. You've got to step back and look at the world on one big global stage and put everything where it needs to be and watch the direction that it's going in. The direction it's going in is transhumanism, and all governments are doing the same thing. And it doesn't matter who you vote in or who you vote out, the agenda remains the same because people are still following that political system. Even when you get a new government coming to play, they go, well, what do we do? Well, let's look at the legal books and, okay, here's what we can do. It all just leads them in the same direction. That's why we need a complete overthrow of this system altogether. I mean, honestly, every politician on earth needs to be taken out of the building and taken out the back and shot, hung from the nearest tree. If the police protest that, then they need to get the same treatment as the politicians. People have got to become empowered again. But are they going to do it? I would say probably not. And that's one of the reasons it's taken me a month to come back and do another video. I mean, I've been here in Croatia for the last 5 days, 6 days. I could have done one 5 or 6 days ago. But it's very difficult to get motivated, because I've spent so many years coming on and doing these shows trying to empower people. And you get to a point now and you think, well, is there any way out of this mess? Will people ever stand up and actually reclaim themselves and reclaim their sovereignty and reclaim their lives and address these politicians as the criminal gang that they are? Will they ever do that? Like I said, I'm seeing them doing this sort of thing in Serbia, but then what are they going to do? And it's like with this big march that's happening in Australia on August 31st. Big march to protest immigration. Well, that's all very well, but what are you doing at the march? Are you just a big rally? You're going to march through the streets and shake your fist in the air and hold banners and shout slogans and then go to some place where there'll be a podium set up and there'll be a bunch of speakers get up there and offer you a bit of lip service? And then you'll all go home thinking, wow, we made a change today. No, you didn't. I mean, what are these rallies doing? If these rallies aren't marching to the political establishment, marching to Parliament House while it's in session and demanding the politicians come out and explain themselves or leave their office because we're going to dismiss you for breach of office, for breach of trust, for treason, abuse of office, I mean everything that you've done. Exhibit A, the earth. The fact that every problem we face has been legislated to exist. You know, if these rallies aren't going to do that, if you're not marching to the political arena and demanding these politicians come out and explain themselves or fuck off, then what are you doing? What's the rally for? Just so you can shake your fist in the air and get a bit of lip service and make you think that you've done something for the day? What is the point of it? You know, people have to understand that the world is run by a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal masquerading as a system of governments and nations that plays everybody off against each other and all follows the dictates of the chosen people who wear small hats, you know, who are carrying out the most brutal and sadistic genocide in modern history. And they intend to do this to all of our countries, perhaps a little different methods, but the first way to do it is to flood your country with migrants and to make sure there's housing crisis and food crisis, which is what they're doing. Death by starvation. I mean, eventually, there's not going to be anyone growing any crops in your country. There's not going to be any water to water the crops with because the politicians have siphoned it all off. I mean, people have to understand what's going on here. There is no remedy in government. There's no remedy in the government-owned and controlled legal system. The remedy lies in natural law, and it lies in people remembering who and what they are, remembering the power that they have as human beings, and remembering that the politicians who are pretending to be able to control them and who are controlling them are only able to do so because you believe their authority is real, because some freaking sociopath wrote it down in a book. It's absurd, folks. It's absolutely absurd. And that's the only way things are going to change. Like I said, they're doing it in Serbia. Well, how about the rest of Europe? That's what needs to happen. Any country that hasn't stood up against this genocide in Gaza, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in Muslims or Christians or Jews or whatever, whatever you believe in, blowing up children, blowing their hands and feet off, and doing the stuff they're doing, leaving their bodies to be eaten by dogs, this is not acceptable behavior. This is not the behavior of an actual human being. And who's going to address that? What, politicians? The media? Seriously? No, it's us. We're the only ones that are going to address it by our refusal to accept it if people would just step into their moral compass. You know, if you have one, if you have a moral compass, how can you possibly be supporting this system? I mean, honestly, folks, it's gotten to the most ridiculous point. Humanity's lost its way. I mean, this is why I got sick a month ago, because I just saw that photograph of that little child, 8 or 10 years old, eaten by dogs. Probably shot for no reason, just for walking down the street, and left to be eaten by dogs. There's no words for this. There's no way to explain this that makes any sense to a conscious human being. I mean, we've lost our way. As a species, we've lost our way. I mean, you look at that sort of stuff and you got to think, well, maybe transhumanism is a good idea. Maybe humans need to be checked now before they find a way of destroying everything. But the question is, what makes them like this? What makes people this apathetic? I mean, possibly through the last resets we've had, as I've said so many times, a lot of people are probably already trapped in the mainframe and don't know they are, from the last reset that we had and the one before that and the one before that. I've spoken before, I mean, these PCR tests, what they're really about, they're about harvesting DNA and then giving you the mRNA injection, which changes the antenna in your body. So now that signal is going straight to their mainframe. People are being mind controlled and their minds are being manipulated before their consciousness even gets to their body. That's how crazy it's become. And when you look at all that sort of stuff, you consider it as a possibility, and the fact that none of this technology we're using is new. Well, it's almost the only way to explain why humans have allowed this situation to come about. I mean, so many people are just kicking back and letting it happen. You know, watching it on social media while they're eating popcorn and not doing anything about it. There's still a lot of mainstream media people supporting Israel. Most of the populations aren't. Most of the populations can see what's going on, and that's a good thing. But the media will never tell you that. And they spin it, and they, you know, the politicians say all these things, like sadistic assholes in the political situation, like every US politician, every one of them. Marco Rubio. Again, this guy is a fake American, fake Christian, fake Jewish supporter, fake human being, who seriously needs to be put in a cage, and like I said, put on an island and left there to be eaten by dogs. That's what he needs. Tom Cotton, that big fat freaking minister, I can't think of his name. Randy Fine, the other one, like Fetterman as well. All these pro-Israeli Zionist stooges, feed them all to the dogs, folks. That's what they do to Palestinians, and what goes around should come around. And even that, I mean, it's a terrible thing to say. But what do you do in the face of these people? I mean, they're not people. They're not real human beings, because real human beings don't act this way. You know, I can still look at this and see this as a huge opportunity for human freedom, because the system has been laid so bare.
Good morning, America. We're almost finished with bombing and starving the innocent.
I doubt it. Not until all the innocent sand people are gone. Let's see how Americans are preparing for the war.
They're going to do so well in Iran.
Mom, I started an OnlyFreaks after my abortion, and my pronouns are they. Thumb, leave me alone.
I want to die for Israel after supporting the chosen people.
Kids say the silliest things, don't they?
They really do. Good thing our government cracked down on the rampant anti-Semitism.
My kid got suspended last week.
What did he do?
He just brought his calculator to history class.
Can you tell us what happened in there?
I said there was only enough red sauce to make 271,000 pizzas at best, and then he sent me to detention.
That's based.
John, that kid is an extremist Hamas terrorist. Yeah. Huh?
Jackie, the so-called Semites worship Satan.
John's right. These kids just found out the painter from Austria wasn't burning educational books, but the Jewish corn stash. Live at State University, Jake, GTV News.
I'm going to need you to shut it down, sweetie. The Talmud has 8 genders, so leave us alone.
Exactly. And Israel is our greatest ally.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
So gay. Breaking news. My producers informed us we got the terrorists.
Uh-oh.
Tom reports live from the genocide.
That's right, Jenny. The IDF report innocent sand people hiding in hospitals and schools. Again, we got them.
These people unfortunately survived.
Please, can you spare a bag of flour? We're starving.
Ew, no.
This is actually what they deserve. I mean, you can't just be this sandy and get away with it. Must suck not being chosen. Ugh, gross. Back to you, John. So yeah, it's a genocide, and our government has decided to finish the job. We go live to Tim to see where our taxpayer dollars go first. We're here outside the Foreskins restaurant. Rabbi Foreskin serves his famous foreskin salad directly from the source of tragedy.
They ordered their foreskins from a young boy, not an old man. You idiot. Cook it again.
How are the foreskins today?
They're delightful. I've tried the Chinese version, but the Palestinian one is exquisite.
That Talmud really allows them to do some interesting things.
I'd personally never try foreskin salad, but then again, I don't worship Satan.
They give herpes to babies. And I see you still haven't followed Jake GTV yet. It's okay. You must like being retarded.
I mean, and if people aren't going to stand up against this, well, then they're not human. So I see it as a huge opportunity for freedom, but are people ever going to take it? Are people ever going to take that opportunity? Are they ever going to stand up? Are they going to wait till it gets so bad that they've got no food on the table? They've got no houses to live in anymore. And then what are they going to do? They're going to scream out for government to please give me welfare and support. No, get rid of your freaking government, because the government is the one who deliberately created this situation. You want to heal the world and you believe in government? Then demand that your government act to stop what Israel is doing. Withdraw all support from Israel. Rally up an international force, send it into Israel right now, dismantle this fucking country. It has no right to exist. Even if it did have any vague right to exist in anybody's eyes, what it's done in the last 2 years has cancelled that right. This country has no right to exist. Someone who does this to babies and children, who bombs hospitals, who blows the hands and feet off children and then allows them to live on the stumps of what they once had, these are not human beings. Anyone who does something like that freaking Hezbollah pager attack, they just crippled and maimed thousands of people. Didn't kill them, crippled and maimed them. Blew their hands off, blew their eyes out, and then laughed about it, and then put out a little memento so you could remember the occasion.
This, my friends, is a commemorative pager from the pager operation from last September, which did a huge number on our enemy, the Hezbollah terrorist organization. This thing weighs a ton, my God. This is a beautiful commemorative pager. Right on the back, it's got a description of the operation, how we did it, and it comes in this beautiful box. And you can also get this little stand here and show it to all your friends. Check it out. It's got a little descriptive pamphlet, goes over the operation, how it went down. And if you want one, click on the link below, my friends.
This is the worst freaking terrorist attack in modern history. And they celebrate it. Anybody who does this has no right to call themselves a nation. The nation of Israel has no right to exist whatsoever. So you want to heal the world? Rally your politicians to go and address this pariah that is the state of Israel. And if they won't do it, tell them to get out of the fucking building and do it yourself. In every single country. That's what needs to happen. Realize your politicians are guilty of treason, all of them. Exhibit A, the earth. They have brought the earth to this point and they've done it deliberately. And the only people who can address it is us. So yeah. I mean, what do you say, folks? I mean, that's what I mean. It's difficult to come on and do these shows because all I've ever tried to do is empower people. And it's got to the point now where I think, you know, we'll stand up now or just forget it. Stop even complaining about the state of the world if you're not going to stand up and at least speak about it to people. Yeah. Which is what we do. I mean, that's what we do in the alternate media. And that's what we've been trying to do for years, even though we're banned everywhere. And as I said, I doubt that I'm going to be uploading anything to my YouTube channel. Not if I've got to give them a phone number, because I'm certainly not doing that. And, you know, so we continue to do what we do. Speak at places like Liverpoolco, which is happening in 2 weeks, folks. If you're in Europe, do try to come to Liverpoolco. It's a great event. And Anarcapulco next year in February, which is being held in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And this year at Liverpoolco, I mean, this may even be my last trip to Europe. Who knows? I mean, things are getting crazy. Biometrics at all the airports now, like going through the United States, biometrics everywhere. Biometrics at all the airports in order to board your flights. You don't even have to show your boarding pass anymore. You just stand at the gate and they photograph you and through you go. It's all being done through biometrics, which is kind of freaky. They're removing cash in as many places as they can and doing everything through biometrics, and it's just spilling over into everything else. Soon you're going to need biometrics scans in order to enter supermarkets and all sorts of stuff, folks. They're putting doors and stuff on all the cabinets in the supermarkets, which is why they brought in all the migrants and allowed the migrants to steal everything. So it would give them an excuse to put all these doors up, which will need biometric scanning to open eventually. They don't at the moment, but they will soon. You just watch how this is going to go, folks. This is stuff we warned you about 10 years ago, and it's all happening now. So we're heading for really interesting times, folks, like super interesting times. You've got to disconnect from this system as much as you can. Get in touch with your community around you. Get in touch with people around you. Do what you can to form your own cooperatives and just kind of work together with people. And disregard anything your government says. I mean, all these things that they bring in, even during COVID and all this pandemic shit, it's all mandates. Well, you've got to do it. It's mandated. Well, a mandate is not a law. You know, a mandate requires acceptance and agreeance by the people. It's not legislated, so it's not law. I mean, legislation isn't law anyway, especially when you've got a government like Australia, where the government hasn't been valid since 1973. They haven't enacted a valid law since 1973, since they incorporated, and that's why it's pointless even entering into that system. Just realise that they're invalid and treat them as such. Ask them to explain themselves. You know, they can't. If you ever go to court, speak for yourself and ask them to explain their right of authority over you, and they can't. They'll end up throwing your case out if you do it in the right way. And it's difficult to train people in what to do, because people sort of go in there half-cocked and they kind of destroy things for themselves by saying the wrong things. But if you just treat the people that you're dealing with as people and realize that they have no authority over you unless you grant it to them, well, that can go a long way in any of these situations. And that's the only way out of this mess, folks. People have got to remember who and what they are. And don't apply mandates to your reality. You don't have to do any of this sort of stuff. Realize that they are probably going to try a new scamdemic soon, because there's been a huge amount of discontent over the actions of Israel. There's been protests all around the world, like tens of thousands of people protesting for the end to the genocide in Gaza. You get a few hundred people show up at maybe, you know, at an Israeli protest, and most of these people are paid to be there. But the pro-Palestine protests are just still going on all around the world. They're trying to say these are pro-Hamas protests and pro-terrorist protests and anti-Semitic events, you know. Israel is the most anti-Semitic entity on earth. Israel has caused more damage to Semites and has done more to damage the reputation of Jews around the world than anything else. You know, all anti-Semitism on earth is a result of Jewish actions, and it always has been. So don't take the pressure off. But just get back to yourself. Get back to what it means to be human. Believe in yourself. Step into your moral compass and do the right thing in all that you do, and the world will change. It's really that simple. It's just that most people don't. They're caught up in OnlyFans and playing games and watching porn and believing the news and struggling trying to put food on their table. We've really had a number done on us, folks. We really have. It's kind of freaky. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. I'll try to bring you some more regular reports. I mean, it does get hard, folks. It does get hard because it's difficult to find positive and encouraging things to say to people in the face of what we're heading into. It does become harder and harder as the years go on, especially having predicted all this sort of stuff 25, 30 years ago and seeing it all unfolding this year, as I predicted it would, 2025. It's freaky. It's kind of freaky. Now, you see all this stuff and you talk about it, but you really don't expect it to happen in your lifetime. And when it does happen, you expect it to be a little bit more gradual. Well, I guess it has been gradual over the last 20 or 30 years. I mean, I've been calling this out since I was at school, so I guess it's been gradual in that respect. But what's happened through COVID, through since 2020, has been freaky, absolutely freaky to see just how rapidly all this is rolled out. As soon as I stand up, it gets windy. Sorry about that. But it's freaky to see how quick it's happening. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. I'll try to bring you another one soon. It won't be a month away. I rest my case with that. I mean, it won't be. I'm sorry about that. But, like, I did get quite sick. Again, the same thank you as I give everybody. Thank you to all the people who commented on my posts about being sick. Thank you to all the people who sent me so many kind emails. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. These have actually been few and far between lately, folks, so if you are able to make a contribution, I really would appreciate it. It's difficult to keep going sometimes, and I do appreciate everybody, whoever offers any support. Again, if you go to my YouTube channel, the Patreon thing there, I don't know how to change it. I can't change it without giving them my phone number, but there is no Patreon. You can actually go to my website and click on the donate button on my website. And there'll be a link on the next page which will take you to my Stripe account. That's really the only way you can contribute. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you to anybody who does contribute. Thank you to all the people who give me so much positive feedback. I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care. Until then, in Lakesh. My name is what? My name is who? My name is Lamp Shady. My name is my name is what? My name is Lamp Shady. My name is what? Excuse me. My name is Lamp Shady. Can I have the attention of the class? My name is what? My name is Lamp Shady. Yes, do you like foreskins? Yeah. Wanna see Kanye and some niggers LARPing as Norsemen? No. Wanna copy me and drink blood from an orphan? Orphan to a vampire drinking endorphins? No, a walking dead man drinking out of a bedpan. A fucking retard over here eating a red crayon. Mm. Then HT said, Lamp Shady, you a weed head. Nuh-uh. And why is your teeth red, man? You reject. Since age two, I've known that it ain't true that I was circumcised by the mouth of a gay Jew. Ooh. Who got pissed off and then bit the tip of my dick off, and then he said, I don't like it as much when his dick's off. I'm about to crash out his fur. Can you call me a Bergstein? As fast as a street shitter eating a turd from porcelain. Baffle, wait a minute, that's my foreskin. I don't give a fuck, I don't need to be making more friends. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Lamp Shady. Hi, my name is huh? My name is what? My name is Lamp Shady. Hi, my name is what? My name is My name is what? My name is Lamp Shady. Filthy rabbi
wanna force me to coincide with Noah Hyde. Spy wasn't white, well then so would I. I smacked him in his fucking face with a Torah. Knocked off the fedora. Ow. For trying to make me Sodom and Gomorrah. I gave him a damn fade, then I made him a lampshade out of his sister. Ooh. How else am I get my jam played? Shilling for Israel, running over a lesbian. A bad actor, screaming at me.
Weird
sex, 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out the Jews hate me because my eyes blue. Damn. I never knew that I'd be so anti-Semitic. They think they're chosen by God, but they're actually pathetic.
Yeah, I said it.
You know you blew up when you're open for handsome truth. And just like Kim, claim that your wife better have some proof. This guy at KFC just asked for my signature, so I signed it. Dear Dre, thanks for the support, nigger. My name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Lamp Shady.
My name is... My name is...
What?
My name is...
Lamp Shady.
My name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Lamp Shady.
My name is... My name is...
What?
My name is...
Lamp Shady.
Stop the beat. Fafo gonna pop the heat. It's not complete till all niggas are obsolete. Ready to quit, it's too important to stop. Or if foreskin will drop to the floor while they torture the top.
Boy,
am I going to coming? Mighty Thor with a Glock. I just drank some adrenochrome. Implore me to stop. The ADO think my door need a knock. He ain't had a shiksa for years. Gay Jews are too horny for cock. They call me the unforgettable Nazi. No Lenin, no Trotsky. Kill a Jew and then I go Yahtzee. I spurg out with anti-Semitism when I throw fits. How you gonna stop me, motherfucker? I give no shit. I lay awake cause I plot on a fucking Schwarza. Just because his skin is the color of where he farts from. Like a steamy poo. About to give you a freebie too. I promise when I'm coming, you're not gonna see me, Jew.
My name is...
What?
My name is...